KCO, 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New information on Israeli airstrikes today that have shattered a fragile two-month ceasefire in Gaza. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
They've been targeting all over Gaza. According to Israeli media reports, they've also killed a number of Hamas political leaders in Gaza.
President Trump set to speak with Vladimir Putin by phone today on ending the war in Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams from Kyiv.
If Ukraine gives up some of its territory permanently to Russia, that could help secure a ceasefire. But many here in Ukraine and in Europe fear that would set a dangerous precedent.
NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams are set to splash down off the coast of Florida in a SpaceX capsule later today after an unexpected 9 months at the ISS. British astronaut Tim Peake.
The whole process will probably take about 2 or 3 months before they finally feel fully back to full strength.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Sean Duffy wants a review of green transportation infrastructure. Joanne Krulatz explains.
The U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary and former Republican congressman from Wisconsin has already frozen funding for a program that pays for installation of new electric vehicle charging stations around the state, and more may be on the way. Same memo that paused the EV charging grant program also includes a stop action on all Biden-era discretionary grants to build bike lanes and other green infrastructure so the agency can review projects for possible removal. The memo cited executive orders issued by the Trump administration that take aim at the Biden administration's diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility goals in efforts to reduce the carbon footprint of the nation's transportation system.
And the Wisconsin Department of Justice Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force is providing resources for online safety. Lisa Hale has the details.
It includes tips for talking with your children about safe online practices. Sextortion cases are on the rise, where sexually explicit material from the victim is used to threaten and exploit. Teenage boys have been the most common targets in recent cases. More than 100 cyber tips have already been reported so far this year.
And one man is hospitalized in serious condition after being shot in the village of Amherst. On Sunday, the Portage County Sheriff's Office responded to the report to a location on Mill Street. They found 43-year-old Ryan Wojtailwicz, who had sustained a gunshot wound. Officers arrested 42-year-old Justin Wojtailwicz. They found a verbal altercation had broken out between the two men, and it turned physical. Justin was booked into the Portage County Jail on a charge of attempted first-degree intentional homicide. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
More troubles for the Brewers pitchers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Mariners 14-8 in spring training. Brewers starter Tobias Myers is out now with a strained oblique muscle and will likely miss the start of the season. But Pat Murphy says he thinks Abner Uribe could fill that spot. They are also very pleased with the progress Brandon Woodruff is showing coming back from shoulder surgery. NBA, the Bucks begin a 5-game road trip out west tonight against the Golden State Warriors, but it will be without center Jericho Sims. He had to have surgery yesterday for a torn ligament in his right thumb. It happened Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims will be out at least a month. The Bucks have lost 4 of their last 6 games. Damian Lillard says it's tough to play team offense when opponents get physical.
It's a tough balance. In your mind, you're like, all right, I might have to dominate and try to take over this 4 or 5 minute stretch, and then you don't want to go against, you know, what the team is kind of preaching. So this is definitely a tough balance.
That's Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We are tracking a winter storm system that will bring some rain and snow, some heavy snow potentially through Wednesday into Wednesday night. We're talking snow amounts of about 3 to 6, maybe 7 or 8 inches with heavier amounts to the northwest. We'll be watching that one. Today, though, mostly cloudy, high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home. We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who is hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by Mini Timuraju, the CEO of Reproductive Freedom for All. We talk about the importance of the Supreme Court race that's heating up. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
It is Tuesday, March the 18th of 2025. Overcast skies in downtown Wausau. At our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, a little bit warmer than we've seen recently. Temperatures currently stands at 36 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to YouTube, youtube.com. Go to the 98.9 WXCO channel, become a subscriber, and then each day you'll be able to see this program live right there. And also on our channel, you can go back and watch and listen to previous shows as well. So that's youtube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel. We'd like you to be part of the program. You can call or text us. Same number, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. If there's something we are talking about, if there's something we're not talking about, we would love to hear from you. Coming up, going to talk a little bit about Tom Tiffany being in the area today. And I want to talk a little bit about the person that he's appearing with. As coming up today, Tom Tiffany will be here in central Wisconsin at the Hilton Garden Inn, Rib Mountain, at 12 noon, an event. He'll be teaming up with Moms for Liberty and also somebody named Riley Gaines. And Riley Gaines is a former swimmer, and she was one of the people that started the whole idea of the bans on trans athletes. And again, there's not many trans athletes, but boy, Riley Gaines has made herself quite a living becoming the victim of trans athletes. I'm going to talk a little bit about her and the idea of who Tom Tiffany is serving when he appears at events like this one and with people like Riley Gaines and Moms for Liberty. It says exactly who Tom Tiffany is and exactly who Tom Tiffany serves. And also, again, talk about a little bit of an event coming up later in the week here in Wausau. Coming up on Thursday at 12 noon, there's going to be a meeting on the sidewalk in front of Congressman Tom Tiffany's Wausau office at 2620 Stewart Avenue.
So again, it's Where's Representative Tom Tiffany, an event by Ashland Tawassa Indivisible, and we'll have more on that coming up a little bit later on in the program as well. Also want to discuss a little bit these stories that keep coming out, and one this week occurred in USA Today over the weekend. First appeared online Sunday, then appeared in the USA Today yesterday concerning the young married couple from Wisconsin where the wife was taken away and sent off to another concentration camp. And then we're going to call it that because that's what they are. They are concentration camps that Donald Trump and his administration have set up in terms of trying to deport people. And another big aspect of this story, again, is the fact that the husband, the Wisconsin native who married the Peruvian woman, voted for Donald Trump. And we have seen a lot of these stories since the election where either somebody who worked in the federal government lost their job and then all of a sudden it came out, hey, he voted for Donald Trump. And he thought that when Donald Trump was talking about cutting all these positions, it wasn't going to be his position because he's doing a good job. It'll be all those other wasteful government positions. And then the same thing with the deportation. You see a lot of folks who are getting deported or family members getting deported. And you hear, well, I voted for Donald Trump, but I thought they were just going to deport the bad ones. I want to kind of delve a little bit deeper into that because these stories are starting to annoy me a little bit. Not to say that folks who voted for Trump then deserve to have these things happen. No, but at the same time, there are consequences when you vote. We are expected, when we vote, to be informed enough on the issues and the candidates to make good decisions on who represents us, whether it's at city council, whether it's on school board, whether it's in Madison in the state assembly or state senate, governor of this state, senator, congressperson, president of the United States. Expected to be something that you take seriously, that you actually know who these people are and their beliefs, because the idea that they weren't told. There were a lot of folks, and I will say that there are a lot of folks on this radio network in the run-up to November that talked about Project 2025, and almost everything that's been done so far came right out of that blueprint. So the idea of, oh, this person who voted for Donald Trump, this is not what they voted for. I got a few different thoughts on that. So we're going to talk about that coming up a little bit later on in the program as well. At the end of the show, we will have our daily history lesson, including a look at some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. Also, celebrity birthdays, special events being acknowledged here today, and a whole bunch more. And we'll end things as well with our number for the day quiz, where we give Ian Welsh three choices, two of which are incorrect. One is correct. He is 0 for 1 so far this week, so he's got a little work to do as we get into the second day of the work week. So that's coming up at the end of the program. Glad you could be with us here today. And across the way is Mr. Ian Welsh. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Chad.
I know that you have some good news because yesterday I was on social media and I saw on Facebook the listing of the cast for Anastasia, and I was looking through it, and then all of a sudden I do see a name that was very familiar to me. And what did you find out yesterday?
Well, some very exciting news is I got a cast in the show of Anastasia. And not only that, but I have a named part as well. I will be playing the character, and I hope I'm saying this right, Count Hippolytov. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I'm sure I'll get it.
Well, the thing about it is the name of the character for you, I imagine. I mean, sometimes you have to introduce yourself, but do you ever say the name in the show? Have you looked at that script? So it may not even matter if you could.
I haven't gotten the script yet. Oh, so okay. I don't know.
So you may not even have to say the name during the course of the show. So that may be not even a problem. But congratulations. I saw the listing. I mean, man. You were talking about the fact that so many people did come out. Audition for the show. It looks like it's one that really did catch the fancy of a lot of thespians here in the Wausau area. But
it really did.
Is that a role that you were targeting when you first, started to think about being part of this show when you auditioned? Yeah. Was this a part that you were thinking, hey, this is one that I would like to be, or this is one that I might fit well with?
Actually, this is one I hadn't even considered because it wasn't on the list of roles you could sign up for on the audition sheet. The role I was trying out for and was hoping for was the role of the villain in the show. His name was Gleb Vaganov. But I can honestly say that after my audition, I did my best. I have no regrets. And honestly, I am very grateful for getting a part in the show, and I'm going to do my best to do that character justice.
Fantastic. Again, I know it's very important to you.
The cast list is just so many incredibly talented people. I was checking the cast list. It's a cast of 55 people, so it's a lot of people. And the nice thing is that there's actually two different casts there's a seven shows in all, and for four of them, they're having one group of actors play certain roles, and then for the other three shows, they're having different actors who audition for those roles as well, play those parts as well. So it's kind of like alternative casting. It's like we're switching out for every other performances to give everybody a good chance to shine and play a part on the stage. But overall, I was very impressed with the cast list, and I think we're going to put together a truly incredible show, and not to mention the fact that after I got the email from the from Brenton about the cast list, he said that this year that Wausau Community Theater is going to be celebrating its 90th anniversary.
Hmm.
So it's a very big deal and a good way to, really honor that celebration. But rehearsals won't be starting for a couple of weeks yet. I mean, the first rehearsal won't be until April 14th. So got a little bit of a break in between. But in the meantime, or waiting for that, I know the Churins Theater is going to have their spring show coming up about later in April, the Enchanted Bookshop musical, and tickets are on sale for those at the Venega Theater. If I'm wrong about that, I apologize. I can correct that. That's not true. But also, River and Woods, a theater company, is doing their show at 9 to 5 on the week of April 17th, 18th, and 19th. So there's plenty of theater shows coming up if you want to, be a part of these shows, and it should be a lot of fun.
Also, Wausau West High School has their theater performance of All My Sons coming up even sooner on April 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Wausau West Auditorium. So again, if you're somebody that is a fan of the theater, love to go to the theater, there's plenty of opportunities coming up in the next month or so. Time is 8:18. We got ourselves some weather coming in, and we're going to get all the details on what looks to be a significant snowstorm. We'll be talking to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Revel in the soul of New Orleans and the spirit of Mardi Gras with the latest Jazz at Lincoln Center Presents concert celebrating the New Orleans Songbook. Led by acclaimed pianist Luther S. Allison and featuring the soulful vocals of Keanu Linnell and Milton Suggs, this concert celebrates the legendary composers and timeless songs that define the Crescent City. New Orleans Songbook, coming to the Grand Theater Wausau Friday, March 21st. Tickets at grandtheater.org.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us at YouTube.com. Go to the 98.9 WXCO channel and be able to see a video stream of what we're up to each and every weekday from 8 until 10 a.m. As I look outside, another calm start. In fact, there's a tree that's right outside the window here at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, and I don't see the branches moving one iota at this point. Very, very calm. Some overcast skies, mild temperatures at 36 degrees, but that will change in the next 24 hours or so. In fact, already the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch that goes into effect tomorrow afternoon. And the person that's been keeping a very tight eye on all the weather, where is this heavy snow going to ultimately end up, the heaviest snow? Will it be here in central Wisconsin? Will it be in northwest Wisconsin? Let's get the latest information from our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. About time we're in that winter storm watch. I was like, wait a minute, we're just going to not have Marathon County in part of that?
Oh, come on. It's hitting.
It's going to get us, guys.
I know you've been keeping a close eye on it. What are you seeing right now? Is it a case where we're going to be at the edge of that storm at this point? Could it be more heavy snow here? Or is it going to be to the northwest? What are you seeing in terms of some of the models you've been looking at?
Yes, the latest model run just came out, and it's got Marathon County absolutely split. So, you know, right here in Wausau, we are right on the edge of either we're going to get hit with really hard or we're really not at all. So what it looks like right now, South Marathon County, really picking up about 2 to 5 inches of snowfall. And then Northern Marathon County looking to pick up anywhere from a half of a foot to a foot of snowfall. So right here in Wausau, I think we should expect about 4 to 7 inches, and that's what we're probably going to get. I mean, definitely have the chance for a little bit more, or we could see a little bit less, but I would say 4 to 7 inches is our safe spot, is what I'm going to go ahead and forecast for tomorrow afternoon and into those evening hours. So how it's all going to go down and how it's going to happen is we're going to start to see those winds get breezy this afternoon once again. It'll become even cloudier. Those clouds will thicken. Winds will probably gust out of the east up to about 25 miles per hour today. So, yes, we are still in a high fire danger. Yesterday alone, 777 acres burned in Wisconsin. Green Lake County had a Big Island fire, taking 745 of those acres. So 15 wildfires yesterday. Be careful out there. Watch your equipment for sparks. Don't toss that cigarette butt. And obviously don't have any bonfires or debris burning, because that's the number one cause for this. So still comfortable today. Highs will reach into those low 50s, becoming breezy. And then rain will roll in overnight. It'll definitely be falling early tomorrow morning. And then in the morning hours, kind of late morning, this is when the switch is going to start to happen. We have chances for some sleet and freezing rain during that time. This is when the temperatures are going to start to fall a little bit. Things are going to start to ice up. And then it flips over to snowfall by the afternoon, right around noon or so. This is going to ramp up very quickly. It's going to be a heavy, wet, slushy type of snow, the one that's a little bit harder and heavier to clear. And it's also going to make those intersections very, very slippery. So this is going to start again around noon, continuing into the evening, probably winding down around midnight or so. And again, expect about a good half a foot here in Wausau with that winter storm watch issued. And then for Thursday, the good news is the sun comes out. So it's going to start working on melting a little bit. Temperatures will climb slightly above freezing to the upper 30s. And then for Friday, we will get to near 50 degrees. It will be sunny. That will definitely take care of the snowfall that we picked up. And then we are looking at some night showers rolling through Friday. We get a little break on Saturday, but let me tell you, Sunday, another snowstorm is headed towards Wisconsin, and it's a significant one, but it does want to hit further south. But I will say it still scrapes us at the moment. So a 1-2 punch. One's tomorrow, two's on Sunday.
So the first one will be sort of to the north. The second one will be to the south. Yep. And we'll be sort of in the middle of all this.
We get a little bit of it all, yeah.
What is
spring in Wisconsin, isn't it wild?
What is the most snow expected part in this storm? Where do you, is there an area of the state that's going to get even like a foot of snow in this little winter slash spring snowstorm?
Yeah, well, anywhere from, honestly, Eau Claire to Rhinelander looks like we could get the potential for a foot of snowfall. That is the heaviest track right there in that winter storm watch. But I will say, I would say right around Lake Superior in towards maybe Ashland, Ironwood, Hurley area. I think with that lake effect and those winds blowing off of the Lake Superior, they're really going to see probably about a foot and a half, maybe 2 feet into some spots. So lake effect really enhancing it. And I also think lake effect is going to start to pull off the bay and Green Bay as well and kind of get the Fox Valley a little bit more than they're thinking too.
All right. Well, what are the details here, especially for today before we get to that snow tomorrow?
Mostly cloudy. Highs in those low 50s becoming breezy. A high fire danger out there. Rain rolls in overnight tonight. Mixes with sleet early in the morning and then turns to snow by the afternoon. Again, a good 4 to 7 inches here in Wausau. Less further south in Marathon County, near a foot north into Marathon County. That winter storm watch starts at 1 p.m. tomorrow and goes until 1 a.m. Thursday morning. And then we'll have some sunshine behind it until the next one.
All righty. Well, get ready. We're ready. Big weather. Keeps you.
Here we go.
I can see you're excited. Big weather stuff going on.
I am.
Hey, no, it's all we expected this time of year. If we didn't get one or two of these in March, it'd be weird.
It would be. That's right. I agree.
Thanks, Brittany.
Bye, Brittany.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good day.
That is our Brittany Merlot. Right now, fair skies, 36 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Winds out of the northwest at 5 miles per hour. The dew point is 23, relative humidity of 59%. The barometer at 29.76 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Again, the winter storm watch does not come into effect for Marathon County until tomorrow. Tomorrow at what time exactly? What the heck? Starts Wednesday afternoon. So the winter storm watch does not get underway till Wednesday afternoon, and then it will hit. So we'll keep an eye on that. And of course, Brittany and the entire weather team will keep us up to speed right here on 98.9 WXCO.
Yep.
We have an information update coming up next with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A high fire danger remains in effect today. On Monday, there were 15 wildfires that burned nearly 100 acres. And the biggest one was in Green Lake County. Named the Big Island Fire, it burned nearly 80 acres in Seneca. The fire was reported around midnight on Monday. Wisconsin Rapid Crews were dispatched and Montello is also responding. And the fire is currently not under control. Other fires in Richfield and Princeton burned a total of 10 acres. As well as south and Westfield and Caledonia, fires were started from debris burning and spread, charring multiple acres each. High grass and dead vegetation, paired with gusty, dry winds, can cause any fire to spread rapidly. And diabetes is common, but some don't even know that they have it. Melissa Kay tells us how you can find out for free while helping save lives by donating blood.
One-third of Americans lack access to regular doctor visits in the U.S. 1 in 10 people have diabetes, and nearly a quarter of those are undiagnosed. The American Red Cross is working to help inform those who don't have access to regular care by offering free diabetes testing to donors during the month of March. The free A1C testing screens for diabetes and pre-diabetes. This valuable information can help you maintain your health and well-being. You can schedule a donation in March to receive this free testing by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS.
And there's an exotic pet surrender event happening later this month. It's on Friday, March 28th, where you can bring your exotic pet that you no longer are able to care for. You can do this from noon to 3. Just bring your pets right to the Holiday Inn Convention Center in Stevens Point. They'll accept fish, invertebrates, reptiles, pet birds, small mammals, and plants, with no questions asked. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The late Gene Hackman did not mention his three children in his will, but they might still end up with some of his $80 million worth of assets. Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, passed away in late February under mysterious circumstances. Late last week, it was disclosed that Arakawa passed away from the hantavirus a week before her Oscar-winning husband. Authorities say Hackman suffered from Alzheimer's disease and couldn't take care of himself after his wife died, and as a result, passed away a week later. In Betsy's will, it was stated that she left her estate to various charities. Hackman, however, named Betsy as the recipient of his assets, essentially leaving his three now middle-aged children out in the cold, or so it would seem. As it turns out, due to Betsy's death, Hackman has no secondary beneficiaries, so it looks like his kids will be the recipient of their father's $80 million fortune after all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlife with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are tracking a winter storm system that will bring some rain and snow, some heavy snow potentially through Wednesday into Wednesday night. We're talking snow amounts of about 3 to 6, maybe 7 or 8 inches with heavier amounts to the northwest. We'll be watching that one. Today, though, mostly cloudy, high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
The Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, turns out Republicans aren't the only ones who don't want to hear from their constituents. Run away, run away. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us by calling or texting at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Love to hear what's on your mind as we get towards the middle to end point of March. As time is flying, we are 2 weeks away, exactly 2 weeks away from the election, the spring election. And of course, make your plans, because it is a significant election. In fact, it's so significant that just yesterday, Donald Trump Jr. was in Wisconsin. Yep, DJT Jr. made an appearance and campaigned with Brad Schimmel. So obviously thinking that it's somewhat important. And yes, it is a very important election. In fact, early voting begins today. Begins here today on March the 18th. Check your voter registration status, find your polling place, and make a plan to be a voter this spring. You can learn about all ways to register to vote ahead of Wisconsin's April 1st spring election and what you need to register in person on Election Day at myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. From local to statewide races, make your plan to be a voter between now and Tuesday, April the 1st. That's myvote.wi.gov. And of course, we will keep you up to speed on what is going on in these very important election races throughout the days here on Civic Media. Great interviews and a whole bunch more with the candidates for the State Superintendent of Public Instruction, for the State Supreme Court. And then, of course, there's always those local races. We talked quite a bit yesterday about the Wausau School District referendum. There is a race for village president in the village of Weston. There are school board races throughout the area. A lot on the ballot, really, for a spring election. So be prepared. Do a little studying and be ready to vote 2 weeks from today. And then I don't think there's really much else in terms of elections. I might have to double check that, because you never know. But I think that once we get past the spring elections, I think we're going to finally be able to take truly a deep breath, because after the November elections, you think, oh, we went through the entire 2024. We can take a step back. Basically, we had a little time until the start of the new year, and then all of a sudden, the state Supreme Court race and the state superintendent of public instruction races sort of hit us hard with a lot of spending in terms of commercials and flyers in the mail and all that good stuff.
Indeed.
So maybe we can step away, have a summer where we don't have to worry so much about worrying about avoiding commercials like we tend to do, I think, these days. So
that would be nice.
2 weeks to go
for that. So make sure you get ready to vote on Tuesday, April the 1st. And I don't think there's a, it's a coincidence, it's April Fool's Day. So hopefully the voters will not be the fools. But
yeah, see, that's pretty good timing.
It is pretty good timing, I'll say that much. Wanted to, again, talk a little bit about Tom Tiffany and what he's doing today. Mm. Because, again, you have to look for priorities. Priorities. Mm. Who are the, what are the priorities for the people that are in government? And apparently, the Republican Party has decided that transgender sports and just transgender issues are something they want to talk about all the time. And the thing about it is, there are like a couple of handfuls of transgender athletes throughout the country. It is not a big thing in terms of the numbers. But it's more than just that. It's about, frankly, the hatred. And I just get really upset when you target different people. Mm-hmm. And these transgendered athletes, specifically, and transgendered people, more broadly, have been targeted by hateful folks on the right. And Tom Tiffany makes decisions on where he appears and who he appears with on stage. And today, he has made the decision to appear here in the Wausau area. Tom Tiffany is appearing at 12 noon today at the Hilton Garden Inn in Rib Mountain in an event sponsored by Moms for Liberty and featuring a person, a woman named Riley Gaines. And Riley Gaines has made a nice little career of being the one of the leaders in the push to ban transgendered athletes. In fact, Riley Gaines was a swimmer. And she made the first, one of the first big stinks about having to compete against a transgendered person.
Oh, dear.
And she has made a pretty good career of this. And that's one of the things that, again, annoys me just a little bit. Because she didn't make a great career out of her athletic endeavors. And she is like Kyle Rittenhouse. Remember Kyle Rittenhouse? He was the one that shot and killed a couple of folks in southeast Wisconsin. He became a hero of the right, being brought all over the country to appear at different events, make a pretty good living that way.
Shameful.
It is. But now you have someone like Riley Gaines, who travels the country, is now known as a conservative activist. In fact, I'm going to read, again, you can't take everything on Wikipedia as gospel, but
no.
This just sort of describes who this person is.
Okay.
Riley Marie Gaines Barker, that's her married name, still known as Riley Gaines, is an American conservative political activist and former swimmer known for campaigning against the participation of trans women in women's sports. She competed for the she was a good swimmer. She was a 12-time NCAA All-American at the University of Kentucky.
Okay.
Before retiring from competition and focusing on political activism. Mm. And since 2023, she has hosted the weekly Outkick and Fox Nation podcast Gains for Girls. So, again, she has been an advocate for against the inclusion of transgender women in the women's division of sports. She has protested at the NCAA convention. She has been all over the country doing this political activism. And, again, here in this country, you have the right to do it. But she's making a pretty darn good living off of this. And basically off of targeting transgendered athletes and transgendered people generally. But going back to Tom Tiffany, because this is the event today at 12 noon here in the Wausau area at Rib Mountain, Tom Tiffany could be meeting here because right now Congress is in recess. He could be hosting town hall meetings, talking to the people who have a lot of questions right now about Social Security and other government programs. A lot of questions about what is going on with DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, led by Elon Musk. A lot of questions about what has been happening in the past 2 months since this administration took over. But he's not doing that. He has decided that instead of hosting some town halls around the 7th Congressional District, he has decided that he is going to go to Rib Mountain today, Hilton Garden Inn, 12 noon, join up with the Moms for Liberty and Riley Gaines, and again, target transgendered people. And when you look at, again, every issue is important to different folks. And transgendered participation in sports is obviously important to people like Riley Gaines and others. But I do think that this is more of a political stick that they feel like is effective. They don't care about the people involved. They care about gaining a few points in the polls. But again, Tom Tiffany needs to start serving the people who voted him into office and the people who didn't vote him into office. Because when you are a congressman, you are not just representing the people who voted for you. You are representing every person in the 7th Congressional District. And that means coming out and speaking to them. And that's why I think what is happening on Thursday is actually important.
It is.
Odds are Tom Tiffany will not be in his office here in Wausau on Thursday. He'll be doing whatever Tom Tiffany does. But according to a posting on the Facebook page of the Marathon County Democratic Party, where's Representative Tom Tiffany? Well, we know where he is today. He is standing shoulder to shoulder with Riley Gaines and Moms for Liberty. But folks want to be able to talk to Tom Tiffany, to be able to ask him questions. And as I said yesterday, even if the questions are hard, if you're worth your weight in terms of your position, you should be able to go up there and explain what is happening in a way that even if people disagree with you, they can understand. You know, it's not about always agreeing. It's also sometimes about disagreeing. But if you have the conversation, you can still disagree and understand the issues better. But when Tom Tiffany decides not to host any of these events and tries to dodge the folks asking some difficult questions, and then you have to start thinking outside the box. So there's going to be a meeting on the sidewalk in front of Congressman Tom Tiffany's Wausau office at 2620 Stewart Avenue on Thursday at 12 noon. According to the posting, bring your signs, come as you are. There will be a couple of speakers there as well. Please be peaceful and courteous. Again, it's not about going there and causing trouble. It's about getting answers, learning more, because there's a lot of questions. In fact, coming up a little bit later on, there's a story that I want to kind of share. In a Trump district, voted 60% for Trump, there are scared people concerning Social Security who want answers, and they're not getting answers. But it's time to tell Tom Tiffany, no, we want some answers. We want to know what's happening in Washington. We want to know what you think about these potential cuts to earned benefits. So, again, come out Thursday, March 20th, this Thursday at 12 noon, at 2620 Stewart Avenue in front of Congressman Tiffany's Wausau office, and just be there. Let Tom Tiffany know that you need to talk to the folks here in the 7th Congressional District, not just to the folks that on the far right of the political spectrum that you want to go hang out with later today. Time is 8:48. Overcast skies here in downtown Wausau. 36 degrees is the temperature. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Oh, joyfully, oh, playfully, you're watching me. But then they send me away, teach me how to be sensible, logical, oh, responsible, practical. And then they show me a world where I could be so dependable, oh, clinical, oh, intellectual.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that bill?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that bill?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that bill?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This National Ag Week, we salute the men and women of agriculture. Quality Roasting would like to thank everyone involved in farming for their hard work and dedication helping to feed America. With flexible feeding options, Quality Roasting is here to help you explore how high oleic soybeans can fit into your farm strategy and make an impact. Quality Roasting, a local soybean processor since 1991. Call today, 920-775-9279 to sell your soybeans.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, and also at YouTube.com on the 98.9 WXCO portion of the app. So, again, YouTube.com, the 98.9 WXCO channel on the app. So again, you can join us, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Is there somebody on the line?
We did have a caller who was asking what time was the event that Tom Timmy was going at, because they wanted to go themselves.
Today's event, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that is at 12 noon today. So again, if you're out there tuned
That's what I told them.
Mm-hmm. 12 noon. So say hello to Representative Tiffany if you head out there. Tomorrow we have the penultimate episode for the season of the Big High School Sports Show.
Oh yeah,
presented by K5 Construction. We have the show this week, and then our final show will be next week before we take a break until August and the start of the new season.
Where does the time go?
Well, it just keeps on flying right on by. We do the show from mid-August until the end of the winter sports season. Of course, this week is the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament, so we will go through the state tournament, talk about what happens next week, and then wrap things up until we get back at it this summer. But tomorrow night, 6 till 8 p.m., knock on wood. Yeah. We got all that snow coming in. Hopefully it's lighter than what Brittany was talking about, 4 to 7 inches, so make it a little easier. But the plan is still to be here tomorrow night, 6 till 8. Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction.
here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We'll be joined by Wausau West senior Claire Kalmus. She is a multi-sport outstanding, almost legendary performer over the last 4 years. She's been a member of the Wausau West volleyball team in the fall. Until this year, she was a member of the Central Wisconsin Storm, but she couldn't play this year. We're going to talk a little bit about the difficulty of missing that season with her tomorrow night. And also, she's getting ready for softball season. Yesterday was the first day of high school softball practice. And then Claire plays softball for Wausau West. She is going to be playing college softball at the University of Wisconsin. So heading to Division I Madison to play college softball. So we'll talk about the preparation for being ready for that with Claire Kalmus. She'll be joining us right at the top of the show, in fact, tomorrow, because they have practice in the evening. So have to have her come in at 6:06, or you can get back and get ready for practice at 7 o'clock over at Wausau West. But she'll be with us right at the top of the show. Then after that, we'll be joined by Merrill High School boys basketball coach Troy Pieper. We'll talk about their season, but also talk about the state tournament, because last year we had him on, and him and Jeff were going back and forth in terms of previewing the boys basketball state tournament, which starts on Thursday night and goes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And some teams to keep an eye on here from Central Wisconsin, with Wausau East, part of the Division II state semifinals on Friday. And then Marshfield, also from the Wisconsin Valley Conference, playing in the Division I state semifinals on Friday night. So lots to talk about when it comes to the boys basketball state tournament, and we'll break it down with Merrill boys basketball coach Troy Pieper at 6:30. So that's tomorrow night, 6 until 8 p.m., the big high school sports show. And again, so much fun talking to the student athletes and the coaches, and hopefully you've enjoyed this full season as well here on 98.9 WXCO. Also, did you know that today, March the 18th, was the first regular season Major League Baseball game?
Oh,
you probably didn't know that.
I did not know that, actually.
Because what happened is, and what they've done the last couple of years, two teams go off to Japan to play two games. And what they do is they play two games, they count as regular season games, and then they come back, play some preseason games before the semi-official start of the season, where everybody gets underway in just over a week. But the Cubs and the Dodgers are right now in Tokyo, and very early this morning, our time, they started off. It was like at 5 in the morning, I think, and they just got done with the first game of the season. And for those of us who are not Cubs fans, good news, the Dodgers beat the Cubs by a score of 4-1. So the Dodgers, the defending World Series champions, off to a 1-0 start. The Cubs, who are expected right now, a lot of folks are saying they're the team to beat in the National League Central, even though the Brewers have been the division champs the last couple of years, they dropped to 0-1. So Dodger pitching was outstanding. The Cubs only had 3 hits in the entire game, but the Dodgers beat the Cubs 4-1. They'll do it again tomorrow. And then they talk about a long road trip. They have to fly all the way from Arizona, where they host spring training games, all the way to Tokyo, and now they have to go all the way back to spring training for a few days, play a few more games, and then get ready for the rest of the regular season. So, Dodgers 4, Cubs 1. Also, for folks who are sports fans, tonight is actually the start of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. They call them the first four. The first four, because the teams that just barely got into the tournament start things off. And North Carolina against San Diego State's the big one. And also Alabama State and St. Francis as well. Another hour to go here on 98.9 WXCO. Trying to show he can be born.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Up North News creator and editor Christina Lori. Then Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens joins the show to discuss the NCAA tournament. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And I think so. We the people should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Ceasefire over in Gaza. Local health officials say more than 410 people were killed in surprise Israeli airstrikes overnight. Former State Department Middle East envoy Aaron David Miller.
I think the main incentive, the main objective here is for the prime minister to keep his seat.
President Trump and Vladimir Putin set for a talk on ending the war in Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams.
President Trump says he'll discuss land and power plants with Vladimir Putin on their call today. Russia's occupying around 20% of Ukraine and has laid claim to even more.
After 9 months stuck in space, astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Wilson are set to splash down off the coast of Florida in a SpaceX capsule today. NASA's Ken Bowersox.
I'm looking forward to sitting across from them and hearing about their perception of how things went and all about their time on orbit.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot.